Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest this morning is Pamela Wood of the Baltimore Sun's Anne Arundel County Bureau. Morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Joel.
Pamela, you've got a pretty interesting race down there.
Right, the race for county executive in Anne Arundel County certainly is shaping up to be a good one, particularly in the Republican primary. As you said, we have Laura Newman, the current county executive, sort of the surprise choice of the county council to replace John Leopold after he resigned in the wake of his misconduct convictions. And then you have Delegate Steve Hsu, who has had his eye on the Arundel Center for quite a while. He'd been sort of unofficially working towards county executive campaign for a couple years. He also applied to replace Leopold and was turned down by the council. A couple months later, he formally announced his campaign.
Now, he has racked up just about, I think, every Republican endorsement you could want. He's got former Governor Robert Ehrlich, his wife Kendall, Michael Steele, the former lieutenant governor and GOP national chairman, Andy Harris, the only Republican in Maryland's congressional delegation, and it just goes on and on. What does Laura Newman have?
Well, Laura Newman's campaign is pretty quiet at this point. She does have a campaign committee, and she has been doing some fundraising. In fact, just on Wednesday night, she had a fundraiser down in Edgewater, but there's no website, there's no spokesperson. So she's working it pretty quietly and behind the scenes at this point. And I think it's because she's focused on everything she has to do with being county executive, which can be an advantage because it gets your name out in the papers and on radio all the time, or it could be a disadvantage because there's just not a lot of time after hours to campaign.
Is she is Anne Arundel in that much of a mess?
Well, if you talk to Ms. Newman, she'll tell you that she inherited quite a mess from her perspective. Of course, she came in and dismissed a fair number of high-level employees who worked for John Leopold, and she had to find replacements. She also had to find a new fire chief, a new police chief. She had to put out a budget, and now she's getting into making her mark on policy issues. There's a brewing debate about how to handle retiree health care costs.
Okay, now filing deadline is until the end of February. Is there anybody else in the wings that you know of?
I haven't heard of any whispers of any other Republicans who want to run. They may be scared away by Laura Newman's name recognition and the positive support she's getting, as well as Steve Hsu's campaign war chest. He claims to have more than $1 million raised already.
Who's better door-to-door, shaking hands, kissing babies, that kind of thing?
Well, certainly Steve Hsu has a lot of experience. He's been a delegate and won several elections on his own. He has a whole campaign apparatus, volunteers, donors, supporters. As for Laura Newman, nobody's seen her campaign before. This is her first foray into public office. So we don't know yet what she looks like on the campaign trail, and that will be interesting to see once Ms. Newman gets going, how she compares to Delegate Hsu.
One more quick thing. What about Democrats?
There's one Democrat who has plans to run. That's Joanna Conte. Joanna Conte ran last time around against John Leopold, and she's the only Democrat so far who's announced a run for 2014.
All right. Well, Pamela, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joel.
For Pamela Wood, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.